أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاستفتهم أهم أشد خلقا أم من خلقنا إنا خلقناهم من طين لازب بل عجبت ويسخرون وإذا ذكروا لا يذكرون وإذا رأوا آية يستسخرون وقالوا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون قل نعم وأنتم داخرون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats before this, Allah تبارك وتعالى had spoken about the different aspects of the creation of Allah سبحانه وتعالى with regards to the sky, the earth, whatever lies beneath, below, between it, and also that of the stars. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا. Now ask them, after a person begins to see all the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask those who disbelieve, أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا, are they greater in their creation, أَمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا, than that which we had created? In other words, are they mightier in creation, or all the other things that we had created, are they not mightier and greater? Look at the sky and compare a small tiny insan. Look at this world and the globe and compare a small tiny human. Look at even a mountain and compare us. Where do we compare with this? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in actual fact wants to show us a very, very important point. That this was in actual fact, those that had denied the day of Qiyamah, they had denied the resurrection, they could not believe that when man is decomposed and then his bones become rotten and it becomes dust, then the question that they used to ask is, how is it possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recreate, to resurrect man from something that is now decomposed, something that has turned into dust? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us a very important aspect. If the slightest doubt comes into your minds, then realize and understand, forget your creation in itself, that Allah created you the first time and Allah can create you again. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look around you and see all the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one meager, insignificant human, can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not recreate him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna khalaqnahum min tinil lazib. Now another argument that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings is, certainly we had created them from sticky clay. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had used clay, that clay was mixed with water, and a mixture of this clay and water, that is where Adam alayhi salatu was salam had come, and that is where every human had come from as a matter of fact. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that if it was just so simple for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to create perfect insan out of sticky clay, clay mixed with water, then is it not possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring back to life everyone? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bal ajibata wa yaskharun. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nay, you marvel, you are astonished and you are astounded by the denial of the day of Qiyamah, wa yaskharun, whilst they make a mockery of it. In other words, you have been listening to them, you have been inviting them, and they continue making a mockery, and this astounds you, and this marvels, you marvel at this, that the fact that they cannot bring and come to terms with the fact that there is a day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring man back into life. وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ. But the truth and the reality is this, is that when they are advised, when man is advised, لَا يَذْكُرُونَ, the general trend of man is that man does not take heed. Because of our arrogance, because we always think that we are right in what we say, in right in what we think, right in what we do, we do not want to take heed. And the worst of it all is, we do not want to take heed of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً, when they see a single miracle that has been carried out at the hands of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then yastaskhirun, they begin to mock at the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what is their mockery? وَقَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They say about the miracles of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this is nothing but manifest and clear magic. In other words, they do not attribute the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These miracles were supposed to bring man closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to see the supernatural feat at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and realize and understand that he is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to accept. But they would not accept that, and they would just make this allegation against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and say that he is a manifest sorcerer, a person that brought about magic. And hence in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has called upon us to also understand and realize that Allah has created the very many creations. Look at all that and see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.